It's International Education Week, a joint initiative of the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Department of Education. And as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, Florida Gulf Coast University started the week with some sounds from the Caribbean.
FGCU started its observance of International Education Week with some happy sounds, a steel pan orchestra playing at an outdoor pavilion on campus. The bright, tinging music belies the instrument's beginnings. The steel pan was born in Trinidad and Tobago by French-owned slaves. Clifford Keynes is the band leader of the Phase 3 Steel Pan Orchestra. He's from Trinidad and has been playing for 40 years. He says when he plays the steel pan, he feels a connection to his ancestors.
After slavery, when they banned the drums from the Africans, and came up with the idea to use bamboo to substitute the drums, what they took from us. This is a part of continuing the culture.
Many of his bandmates say Keynes is a steel pan teacher. He says he likes to teach the younger generation so the art form doesn't die off. Cornelius Cacho is eagerly watching the steel pan orchestra. He was born in Belize but lived in Trinidad for a number of years.
The steel pan is original. How many countries can tell the world that they have an original instrument like this? And there's everything upbeat. The tunes, the lyrics, you know, there's nothing sad about it.
And that's what Cacho finds so fascinating about the steel pan, that something born out of slavery could be turned into an art that he says all West Indians can be proud of. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.